Welcome to our study. Our study here today is talking about the first component of the brain. When you learn about the brain and understand how the mindset works through your brain, you're also going to understand your actions and your reactions, because every action you react upon and every action you act upon derives its reality and identity from your brain. As I always say, life is a school. When you stop learning, you stop progressing. Today we are talking about intellect versus wisdom. In the first component of the brain, which is called Chachma in Hebrew, we have intellect and wisdom concealed there. But intellect and wisdom can be against each other. Yet intellect is gained by studies, but also wisdom can also be gained by studying. But the question is, who are you studying? Intellect reflects us to study about ourselves, to study our wants, selfish ambitions. When somebody loves money very much, he's chasing it because he wants to take care of his own ambitions, interests of self-gain. The love of money is the root of all evil, because in the pursuit of money, it is intellect that teaches us how to pursue and to love money. But wisdom comes from a higher place. It is God who gives the wisdom. And when he gives us wisdom so that we may attain his purpose, his will, so that we may exchange more love. We may do businesses that changes the world that we live in. We may do businesses that serves others. We may open up organizations, ministries that takes care of the needs of others. As others get better through our services, we also live a better and prosperous life. This is what wisdom talks about. Today we understand that in the book of 2 Timothy, it talks about how the gaining of the knowledge of intellect, which is the pursuit after money and material achievement, is pursued after. And they talk about the category of people in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. There will come perilous times, and perilous men will arise. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves. They are taught and they are educated. But the education is the Western European type of culture and education that makes them focus on the love of money. Why? So that they may serve their own selfish and personal interests. They will become boasters of proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. They are unforgiving, they are slanderers, without self-control, they are brutal, they are despisers of good. They are traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than being lovers of God. This is where you understand that the education system that teaches selfishness throws God out of the schools, so that the people may continue to pursue their own desires. As long as they are going to pursue their own desire. This message will be continued in the next part in the land of